Good morning, good morning. I am so grateful to be this morning. I just want to say you will never go where God is not Monday. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for, Lord, this morning for the blessing and the sprint that we have. We thank you for the two amazing women, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for this TMC call for the last 7 years. We thank you for the speaker that will come this morning to give us a word, Lord, that we may go out and be a light to someone this morning. We thank you for the sick and the shedding. We thank you for the TMC family and their guests for joining us this morning. We pray for the bereaving family this morning. Touch them this morning, Lord Jesus. Pray for the families that had the accident in Texas, Lord. We pray for them that they may see a Lord, something coming out of that, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that powerful tag, you will never go where God is not already there. That is such a comfort. It is always a joy to hear your voice on this call. Hello, TMC family. I am Rebecca Thomas, listening along with you from sunny Snowville, Georgia. Right now it's not that sunny, but it's a Jesus joy to tell you about the master's call founded over 6 years ago in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website on the Master's Call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where every message has been archived on this site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And our theme for the year is God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if the Lord is leading you to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or a host or to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could email all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were knitted together through a God-ordained health and wellness company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 27 or 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where you can listen to the team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Inspirational Monday. Now, if you are having any issues with connecting to the call free of charge, the bridge number is 716-293-9707. Again, that bridge number is 716-293-9707. And so now what we have been waiting for, our speaker of the hour is our very own Dr. P.K. Patton, one of the co-founders of this call. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. P.K. She is a native and resident of Monticello, Mississippi, and she is in a new and joyous season in her life. This beautiful and wonderful woman of God is a newlywed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. Now that alone preaches right there. Dr. P.K., are you on the line with us this morning?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Am I being heard by my minister? Good morning. Good morning. I am so thankful for your kind introduction. You are just absolutely super fantastic. I thank you that you know how to bring me on short, simple, and sweet. That intro is really good. Listen, everybody, I welcome you to the call this morning. Have some good, just a point, not 3 points this morning, 4 points, but I'm really pointed. Before we get into the word, I'd just like to do a couple of things that I know that I can do because I have been chosen to be in this place and space. You all, this week I celebrated the sacrifices. Okay, let me make sure. Is this better? I celebrated the sacrifices of brave military men and women. Can you hear me? Am I being heard well out there? Somebody hit me up on a text and let me know.
You sound a little distant. Come in a little louder across the board for me, please. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Let me see here. What else can I do to make this go a little bit better? I hate putting it on. Let me see here. Let me see. I need you to hit me back and see if this is better. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
If not, then I'm going to have to move to another place, another room, out the door. Is this good?
That's great, right there. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Again, good morning, and thank you, Minister Rebecca, for your kind, short, sweet, and simple introduction. Again, as I was saying, I really, really, really want to say a few things before I get into my word today. I'm going to give you one point today that I think is going to really help all of us. It has definitely helped me. But as all of you know, I love long celebrations. I celebrate my birthday all month long, and I guess that whenever I hit 70, I'll go into celebrating it 3 months, and when I get into 80, I'll go into 6 months, and 90, on this. So I'll be just celebrating life itself all the time. But because life is full of ups and downs and joys and sorrows, it's difficult sometimes for us to get ourselves into that place of celebration. And so, I want us to understand that when we choose to do so and when we choose to look for and embrace those things which we can celebrate, even the smallest of the smallest, I mean, it puts us in a place whereby we can experience joy on a different level. Starting from last Sunday, from Sunday to Sunday, I celebrated the week of Veterans Day, leading up to Veterans Day. And it was absolutely a phenomenal. On not this past Sunday, but Sunday before last, I taught Sunday school, something that I hadn't done in many, many years. Now, just kind of outgrew teaching Sunday school, I guess. I thought I had. But at this Sunday school class, we gave out American flags and pins to everyone who came on time. Being on time is important. We sing, I serve an on-time God. We need to be an on-time children to an on-time God, okay? We need to choose to be on time. Somebody ought to say amen. And so we throughout the service, throughout the class, we waved our flags and we wore our American pins and we declared that the United States would honor the covenant that we have made with God, beginning in the church and then spilling over into the White House and everywhere, anybody else's house, who choose to honor God and the covenant and understanding how important a covenant is and choosing to honor the covenant that you have with God, hallelujah, sets your life in order so that anything that comes your way, you will understand that God Almighty didn't go to sleep on you. God sees and knows all things. Somebody ought to say, hallelujah, I know she's right. And because my Almighty God is overseeing my life, because he knows all things, it does not matter what comes my way. God, hallelujah, is the one that I'm to look to and give thanks. On Friday, I had the honor that was awarded to me by Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Edward Sutton to speak to 300 young people at Wilkerson County High School. And what an experience, I tell you, that was. We celebrated, and it was so wonderful for me to share a message on the importance of choice to a group at that age. It was like pouring gasoline on my fire to minister. It was phenomenal. However, I must say that after my long bio was read by that cadet lieutenant commander, I felt like my obituary had been read, and I had to shake myself when I got up to really get started so that I could give the word on choice. But it was absolutely wonderful. I'm doing this to ask you, what have you chosen to celebrate over the past week? What teachable moments have you had, to say, let me pause here, stick a pin right here and just stop and take a little shout, because God, in spite of all of that, all that is going on has been good to me. I want to also thank Minister Cynthia Cox for greeting the TMC family and guests and seating us in this telecommunication sanctuary. I do absolutely love up on the TMC prayer warriors and staff who work so hard to provide a ministry of excellence on this call Monday through Friday. And of course, what can I say about my dear sister and Dr. Weatherspoon cohort, because she is faithful to this ministry. I want to also just love up on my husband, who is so faithful to me and to God, God first and to me. And I love myself some Mr. Lester Wallace Patton. He has just hung in here with me this week as we have celebrated this Veterans Week. And you all, we are giving Thanksgiving this month like nobody's business. We are looking and expecting for God to give us something to give thanks for every single day. And so right now, this morning, I want us to pause as we celebrate the life of Uncle Harry. Uncle Harry was 97 years old. He went on to be with the Lord on Saturday. And Uncle Harry is Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general's uncle. But she has so generously shared his story, his life, his testimonies with our TMC team, so much so until he's become our Uncle Harry, hallelujah, a man of God who prayed, quoted the scriptures, and loved God. For 97 years, God allowed him to walk this earth, and to be here with his family to leave nuggets of wisdom. And so I just wanted to pause to not only let our minister Brenda know that we love her, we support her, and we're praying for her as they are preparing for his homegoing ceremony and everything, but we want to acknowledge that our senior citizens, our Mother Josie's, our senior citizens must be loved and must be shown appreciation and gratitude, if for nothing else, just breathing here over 90 years. I have an Aunt Rose who's 91. God is blessing me, and I have an aunt on my husband's side who is 100 years old, Aunt Wilhelmina, and I have, want you all to just think about those who are in your circle who have chosen to live, because you got to choose to live here on this earth. I'm telling you, life can be tough. Life can be hard for us if we don't understand whose we belong to and what we are going through. So with that in mind, yes, I choose to. I choose to pray to an almighty God that our own minister Cynthia Cox gave us the word this morning. She says, you never will go where God is not. And so I sort of patterned my prayer this morning after that. Oh, holy God, we thank you for who you are. You are an omnipresent God. You are everywhere. You said in your word that your eyes are everywhere, and therefore we can go nowhere that you are not. So happy today that we can be with you at all times. So happy that you don't go to sleep on us. Glory to God. And we bless you. God, we are grateful for your love for us, your people. We thank you, Holy God, for knowing and understanding that your earth is groaning through these natural disasters. We had two earthquakes last night. Good God of mercy. One in Costa Rica and one over in Iran. And we are still rocking and reeling from the hurricanes that came. God, these natural disasters, still asking God what is going on with the fires over in California. Dear God, this morning, we, your children here on TMC, recognize that the earth itself is groaning, hallelujah, groaning for your coming of Jesus Christ, groaning for souls to be saved, groaning for righteousness to take its place, groaning, oh, hallelujah, this morning. We are thanking you, God, that you are our holy God. So this morning we pause and we thank you and we bless your name for those who have gone on, those who have served on the front lines, those who have prayed the prayers and done that which is you have called them to do in ministry, those who are like our Uncle Harry. We ask this morning, God, not much. Just ask that you will prick our hearts and our minds so that we will hear your voice as you direct us to souls that you want us to plant nuggets into their lives to recognize that you are God Almighty and that you will have the last choice. So speak to us quickly this morning as we get one good nugget from you today that will help us to go forth and live a life that's pleasing in your sight. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Over in John 20:27, the word says, then said he to Thomas, reach hither your finger and behold my hands, and reach hither your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord, my God, my Lord, my God. I choose to be trusting to my God. I choose to trust God. I choose to trust God. Many people struggle to trust God fully because they want a logical, rational approach to life. As you all know, I'm continuing in choice, and my goal is to be finished by November. I am taking off in December, going to Alaska to visit my daughter and my grandbabies. I celebrated with JD yesterday. It was his 8th birthday. He was all happy and everything. He does not know that I'm coming, so don't anybody let them know that I'm coming, but I'm coming. I'm going. So I'm going to finish up a choice, and you all will be, some of you will be happy to hear that, but some of you might want me to continue, but I'm going to finish up on choice. So today I'm talking about choosing to trust part 2, I think it is, choosing to trust. Some of us look for scientific variables and consistency that can support our faith. You all know life is just not like that. Life is just full, as I've said earlier, of ups and downs. It's not predictable. It's not understandable by our human standards. Even if you are not wired like this, I want you to please somebody. Come here and hear me when I say that we all of us want to have irrefutable proof of God's benevolence presence in our lives. We want that proof each and every day. But wanting proof is nothing new to just us. It has always been that way. Thomas, look at him. He needed to have proof. He was one of the 12. Thomas, you know, he's been known as the biggest doubter. But I came today to tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story lets us know that even after Thomas had to be shown the scars in Jesus' hand to prove that Jesus was Jesus, after he thrust his fist into Jesus' side where he had been speared with the sword, after Thomas went through all of that, we don't hear any more about Thomas, really, but whenever you go out and you read and study more on the life of Thomas, you will realize that the story did not just end that way. It didn't end with Thomas being a doubting Thomas. It didn't end with Thomas no longer believing in Jesus, because he did believe in Jesus. Now, I want you to consider the way Thomas' trust and faith in Jesus dramatically changed the story he would one day tell. And I told you all, we are all writing our story. If he continued to doubt, if he had continued to doubt, Thomas' story could have gone something like this. It's true that I was one of the 12 that Jesus chose to follow him as his disciples. And I saw things that are still hard to believe. I saw Jesus open blind eyes, heal deaf ears, and even raise the dead. But his miracles weren't even the best part. His love was indescribable. Jesus loved people everywhere, even those that hated him. I mean, he really loved them. And his teaching was, it was like it came straight from heaven. So you can imagine how devastated I was when the Roman soldiers took him, beat him, killed him, and when he died, all the hope I had died with him. Surely the other guys claimed, oh Lord, that means that I got to stop. Surely the other guys claimed that he rose from the dead, but I just couldn't believe it. Peter still is preaching about it. James is actually running the church. John won't shut up about his love. But me, I just went back home. I wished I believed he was back, but I don't. But this is not the end of Thomas' story, you all. The one-time doubter became one of the most faith-filled believers. Thomas was so convinced that Jesus had risen that he left his comfortable surroundings, traveled all the way to India. And India, you all, is a place where I know God has not called me to go in ministry because there's people, top of people over there. But look at Thomas. He went to tell the people about Jesus. He's known as the first evangelist to take the gospel to this part of the world and to share it boldly. And when opponents of Christ threatened his life, he didn't renounce his faith. Will you stand like Thomas stood? He stood firm on his faith. And as a result, the Christ haters drove a spear through his body, turning him into a faithful martyr. Doubting Thomas, trusting Thomas, and it changed the rest of his story. His life teaches us that doubt is not the end of real faith, but often just the beginning. Thomas trusted Jesus enough to die for him. Do you trust him enough to live for him? God bless you, my dear listeners. I love you. I thank God for you, and I'm praising him and celebrating this month of November, giving him thanks that I trust him no matter what. Minister Rebecca, will you come and give us our prayer concerns and pray over those concerns, and then we're going to close this call.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. PK, for that profound word, reminding us of God's covenant with us and his faithfulness, and also posing that question, will we trust Jesus enough to live for him? Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, remember, we are still lifting up all prayer requests to the throne room and praying in agreement for God's purpose to our goals and dreams. And would you please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we thank you so much for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. We are rejoicing and we are so glad in it. Lord, we thank you for the speaker this morning, Dr. PK Patton, and her family, Lord. Continue to bless them and do exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine. Lord, thank you for our Dr. Vanessa and our TMC family, Lord, and just continue to give them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Thank you for Artists International. Lord, thank you for just this wonderful company that you brought to knit us together with, Lord, and just continue to bless them, Lord, and continue to have your hand over them and give them your kingdom strategies for business. Lord, we just lift up all of our sick, any kind of sickness to you, Lord, any one of our family members who are going through this sickness or trial, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving them a strong testimony and giving them your comfort and your faith, Lord. Thank you for Minister Ada. Lord, we thank you that you are strengthening her, Lord, and being with her through this time. And thank you for Kendrick Harder. Lord, thank you for the testimony that she's going to come out, Lord, and give you glory. Lord, thank you for anyone else. Thank you for even our own Dr. PK and our Minister Jackie, Lord, for their wonderful testimonies and for healing them, Lord, like you always do. Father God, thank you also for Minister Brenda Terrell and her family, Lord. Be with them during this time, Lord, as they are grieving Uncle Harry, Lord, and thank you for comforting them and telling them, you know, that Uncle Harry is, even though he's absent from the body, he's present right there with you, Jesus, and that is a joy to remember. Lord, thank you for our TMC family, and thank you for giving them a wonderful Thanksgiving season, Lord, Lord, to enjoy with their families and friends. And just thank you, Lord, that that you are with us, Lord, and that we will see your goodness, Lord, right here in the land of the living. And we love you, and we just give you all honor and glory and praise. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-pound. And remember, the new morning motivational call is next. And that number is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Rebecca. I say unto you, go out and live a super fantastic life as the presence of God rests, rule, and abide in your life. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bye-bye.